You're listening to The Net Live with Barney.
You used to wear some tight underwear, Cameron.
And DJ Rouchet.
You get to call yourself buff all the time.
Where's Pretty? You promised me he'd be on the show today.
All this travel and plane and priorities has been really getting in the way of our relationship.
We'll talk about all kinds of non-volleyball related things.
He dated Irene Cara.
Gabrielle Reese.
You can call me Gabby if you want.
The only thing missing is a mascot head.
Post-sack does sound a lot more funny.
It's The Net Live right now.
Our very first guest we're about to have back on.
First guest, last guest.
Yeah, I was going to say, is she
first guest,
and last?
Bookend?
Not,
yep.
Not if Reed has his one.
All right, put it on. Ring it. Put on the ring. Here. First guest, last guest.
I hope she answers.
Here we go. Wasn't that it? Is it on?
There was a ring. We'll find out.
Hello?
Yes.
Misty May Trainer. Are you in the car now?
So you're going to die laughing, but you know how it is. You realize you have one diaper left, right, when the kids go down.
Oh, no.
How your life has changed.
This is real life.
So it's like, oh, be at the parking lot chain and go for a drive and get a package of diapers.
And yes. Call into The Net Live. We appreciate that.
Our very first guest 11 years ago, and now our very last guest on the show, the only guest here in the finale that is not in-house, Misty May Trainer, thank you for spending a couple minutes with us.
Of course. And whoever said, oh, how life has changed, boy, has it.
That's Jeremy Rouchet.
Missy, this is your favorite DJ of all time.
It is my favorite.
See? Yeah. Misty was one of the few players that before she won every single tournament would come into the DJ booth and say, hey.
It was like, what song is going to be played? What am I going to do today?
What am I going to dance when I come? She would like salsa. She would worm. She would break dance.
Legendary worm.
Yeah. No one is coming to the
there
booth.
There was a lasso situation, as I recall.
Reed
as well.
Pretty did not come into the booth before his Miami Beach Open win and asked what he was going to play.
We have Reed Pretty here.
Yeah. For 2020, I have a song.
Great.
Hi, Misty. How you doing?
Good.
So what was the best intro that Misty did? And give us the song, Jeremy.
I have no idea what the song was, but it was There Was a Lasso. She came out, and she was like riding the horse and lassoing. And obviously, Geeter's dominating. So who cares what song I was playing? Because
yes.
It didn't matter, right? Like, and this was, I think, after the Nissan trucks, like where they would drive out the truck.
I was going to say it was the orange years.
Yeah.
Like everything was orange.
Because every stadium looked the same to me for 15 years, right? Like I don't remember what city I was in because it all looked the same for 10 straight hours.
And it was every weekend. And I hate to say this, and I'm a very humble person, but it's like each week we were in the finals and it was like, each week the song had to change.
Get that drop, please. Misty, this is Dustin. You have no idea who I am, but I'm a big fan. What, if I could ask you one question, it would be this. What was your most memorable time playing? And I know that you had a lot of them, and best would be a tough question. So just like one of those things that when you look back on your career playing, you think that's the one that I keep tying back to as the most memorable.
I don't know, like, obviously they're all memorable. I mean, we had so many fantastic stops, like Chicago was great. When we do the Queen and King of the Beach, like in Vegas, that was always a fun time. I know Cincinnati, I worked with Special Olympics, so I'd always bring about 100 athletes to the venue at Cincinnati, and I thought it was a good time, and we'd have like a little Q&A and like a little luncheon for them. So for me, that was really fun to see the excitement and bring those athletes to the tennis center to watch us all play. But really, I mean, I know this is going to sound corny and people are like, oh, this is, you know, come on, you have to have one. But really, I think the people that were involved, and it's like you guys and DJ Rouchet, the people that worked the events that came out are the ones that made it special. So that's why each one felt different and the vibe was always there, whether it was bad weather or not, but it was really the people. So I would say the thing I really miss most, because people say, oh, do you miss competing or, you know, what do you miss? And I really don't miss living out of my suitcase. I hate to say that. It's very weird. I don't fly as much anymore. So I'm like, wow, this is weird, you know? So I don't miss the travel, per se, but I do miss the people that I would see day in and day out every weekend.
This is the third greatest day of my life. The first day was meeting my wife. The second day was marrying my wife. And the third day is Misty mentioning my name.
I knew you before you were married.
That is very true.
Should I read into that?
No. And to Misty's credit, she is one of the players, like, they would win every single tournament and thank a lot of people.
For years.
And she would thank me on the mic, which she did not have to do. And I was very flattered about that. And I'm not saying I take credit for how good that they did on the tour, but they started the same year I started. Just saying.
This is when we need Geeter here, by the way, to stop.
So going back to that question of, like, what was a favorite dance? You know, you had the lasso, and then we did the baseball when we were in Louisville, and you know, everything, you know. And back then you had some of the men's players trying to do wacky things like swim across the river, and I think they got sick. Awesome. And, you know, it's like, it was just crazy. But there was a, you know, the tournament in Vegas, we all dressed up as, you know, superheroes or whatever, and I came crawling out as a turtle.
That's right.
Like a mutant turtle or just a regular turtle?
No, I came out as Raphael the Ninja Turtle, nice. But I was crawling. I made the shell. I made the cardboard cutout shell and everything.
Oh, I love that.
We need to go back to Vegas.
Yeah. Well,
let's do this.
Yeah.
I'll call Donald after the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Misty, so what's life like for you now besides running to get diapers and calling into the Net Live?
I know, and it's so we moved, so we're not in Long Beach anymore. So we moved out to Yorba Linda, which is a little further from the beach. So we're adjusting there, but you know, we have 2-year-old twins. So they just went to bed.
A lot of diapers.
And then a 5-year-old. And that's where it gets sticky, because it's like, yeah, I want to attend all these tournaments, and I want to, like, I would like to be there tonight to celebrate you guys, you know, for all that you guys did. But it just, I mean, those with kids, you know, it just gets tough, and we don't have anybody really close by to babysit and to watch the kids. And so it's mainly just Matt and I doing the back and forth.
That's busy.
And then I'm working at City. So I'm still at Long Beach City coaching, and we just started our beach season.
Love.
And then I have a little club team, and so I'm still involved with volleyball. It's just not playing. I have a metal knee, so it's hard for me to get a scoot around.
Metal with a D? Metal knee?
Metal knee. So I'm bionic now.
Yeah.
How does that, what kind did you get? Is it working for you? Can you jump, run,
gold.
Do anything with it?
That's yeah. What kind you got. Gold.
I am now a walker, so I walk on the treadmill.
Okay.
I don't really play that much anymore, really, to tell you the truth, just because in my head, I'm telling my body, like, I can go, and then when I physically try to do that, I'm like, I'm not moving.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I think we all do. Yeah.
So now I know not when really, my though. Parents were like, oh, we got to take aspirin and this, yeah, to get the metal moving. No, I understand.
What do you find rewarding about coaching? What do you like about it?
It's always a challenge, because it's always, I swear, each year it's a different puzzle, right?
With and JC kids, is tough too.
Everything. And, I'm not going to lie. I feel like the athletes are changing a little bit.
How so?
As far as the amount of work that needs to be put in to get to a certain level, I think people just expect to type it in with their thumbs and be like, oh, I'm at the next level. And it doesn't,
yeah.
No, it doesn't happen like that. So, like, what I expect out of the athletes is a little different, and it's trying to get them motivated to see more in themselves than what they think. But, you know, when you get the player to do something they never expected, and especially now, I feel like a lot of these players, you have to actually show them that it works. And I'm like, okay, with my body, I'll try. But, and they're like, oh, wow, that looks easy. It's like, well, you just got to work at it, but it does work. You almost have to justify what you're saying. But when they realize that they can hit the line shot and they do it correctly and feel it, that's what's rewarding. And when you can get them to move on to, you know, a 4-year, that's rewarding. Or, you know, just to be a little more confident in themselves, to build that confidence in these ladies.
Was it a conscious decision by you to go to a City College as opposed to, like, Long Beach State or Division One, or was it just opportunity?
Both being a player at the Division One and seeing my coaches missed out a lot on family time, was one of the aspects. And then one of my parents, they coached at Santa Monica City, so I was like a two-year-old running around the gym when they coached. And I remember that environment. I don't want to say a little more relaxed, but I remember being in the training room and hanging out at practice. And so I know that Matt and I wanted a family, and the junior college is a little more, it's a little better for that if you want to stay home, because you don't have to recruit, you don't have to travel.
Are you teaching also?
No.
Okay. I know a lot of JUCO, because I'm a JUCO kid, a lot of JUCO coaches also teach, like either PE or something else.
No, so mine, I'm a director of volleyball, so I'm like the AD for volleyball.
Okay.
So I don't have to teach classes. So.
With a lifetime, like you said, in the gym and in volleyball and having that perspective, what's your sort of commentary on the state of the game overall today?
It's nice to see it growing. I said it's nice to see it growing. I want to make sure that it doesn't get so watered down, that the kids get the right information, take the right avenues. But I'm excited. I mean, now I get to sit back and watch. I wish I could still be out there playing. But I think the state of volleyball, it's grown so much. And on the flip side of that, it's nice to see too, men's or boys club volleyball's growing, and the youth boys out on the beach too. It'd be nice to see beach maybe one day in the NC2A for the boys.
Yeah.
So maybe one day, but overall, volleyball worldwide is growing. And that's what you want with any sport.
Why your Belinda? Just to be closer to the Nixon Library?
Oh my gosh. Actually, the path runs by our house, so we can go bike down there. No, it's funny because Matt and I looked at Texas and Florida.
Okay.
Really? Because we did live in, with him playing baseball, we were in both places sometimes. It's just all our families out here. I mean, there you could go get a ranch, right?
Like
any of those. But
no income
tax. We have family out here and
dirt bikes.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm never at the beach unless I'm training or playing. And I know I'm not playing anymore. So
how about the training? Yeah, just the training goes with the playing.
I train the kids at the beach and then I get back in the car and go home. But no, I don't. We outgrew our place in Long Beach and California. The market out here.
Oh yeah,
crazy. So we have a pool now. So that's pool exciting.
Oh, I can't wait for the. That's our new show, Misty May's Pool Party.
Who needs the beach when you have the pool?
What?
Welcome.
Matt's got his. We just laid down his jiu-jitsu mats today.
Nice.
So he's got that.
Life is way different now.
Yeah. What are you into besides the coaching? Do you find stuff away from volleyball to be interested in, or what do you consume outside of the sport?
Well, the kids take up most of the time, and then they go to dance and swimming.
Kids bop.
And then they do hip hop. She did hip hop. And then I am looking forward to golfing.
Oh. Reed Pretty just lit up. He's nodding. Yes. Yes.
I am looking for. I actually
that was the right answer, Misty.
I was like, all right.
There was a right answer to that question, and that was it.
So, and then I do orange. So I'm sure you guys have heard of the Orange Theory, and that's where I'm a walker. So because I can't run or do CrossFit anymore. And then I'm actually looking forward to visiting some of the either venues or the sites internationally with my family, and being able to get to see places that I never really got to venture around. And just kind of take, I don't want to say life, the life of me back. Like I need to think of me now, so I'm excited about just kind of staying healthy and running around with the kids and watching them grow, but definitely golf. We went about a month ago. The guy with the diapers is walking out to the car. Yes, I'm at Target, and he's walking out.
Awesome. Never used That's awesome.
Like, car delivery at Target. I like that.
Hey, sir, I'm one of them now. That's right.
I'm on a podcast right now. You need to bring the diapers to me.
I'm on a very important show.
Yeah. He's gonna be on there. Hi, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
This is awesome. He's on a podcast too.
Yeah.
Just the two pull-ups. That's right. Not for me though.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
All right, you too.
Bye, sir.
Not yet. We're not talking about that yet.
That was awesome.
But no, so we went golfing about a month ago, and it was fun because Matt and I were like, finally, like, okay, Malia's in like a Thanksgiving camp and the kids are in school. So we took my dad out and we went golfing, and then first hit, I'm like, okay, this is perfect. We watched my ball go down, the fairway, and everything's good, and the people in front of us hit my ball.
She hit it that far.
Yeah, you hit it.
I was so mad.
Really
I was
good.
Like, you know how that is, Reed. You're like, like, what are you doing?
Reed would run them down.
It was okay.
I would love to say that I've ever hit the ball.
Reed's known more for his short game. He's known, he's mid-range to short game.
It was Thanksgiving. You have to be thankful. You're just out there. Thankful I didn't beat them.
They're thankful that you didn't
thankful I got my
senseless.
Ball back. It was a Nike. I was like, I need my ball back.
Nike plug.
Well, Misty, we'll talk to Josh Glazebrook about getting a childcare situation set up this year at the AVP so we can get you out there.
Look, there's 35 people in the DJ booth. What's a daycare center?
I want to go out there. But by the way, I mean, you guys still, like, it makes it fun for me now that I have, the opportunity to sit at home and watch it. You guys really make it worthwhile and fun. So I just want you guys to know that. And I know I've texted you guys that and said you guys do a great job, but really you guys do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
And it's fun, especially for being in the sport. It's, it'd be easy for me to be like, oh, this is boring, or what are they talking about? But you guys make it entertaining and it's fun, and it makes me enjoy the game again without playing.
Right on. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. And thank you for being on the show. You are literally the first guest and now the last guest here.
And you might want to, I'm just saying with that Thor thing, you might want to go left-handed sometimes. You might overbuild that one side of your muscle.
I required off-season shoulder surgery, so yes, good call.
I'm constantly telling people how heavy that thing is.
16 pounds.
It is so heavy.
Yeah.
I'm making a new one.
Kevin could do that.
I'm making a new one for this year. It will be lighter for my own preservation. So I don't have a metal shoulder. So, Misty, thank you very much. We appreciate you spending the time with us here once again on the show.
I'm sad that you guys are stopping, but I'm glad that I'll be able to see you guys. So, yeah.
Fantastic. All right, good luck with the pull-ups.
Thank you.
All right. Misty May Trainer here on the Net Live. Oh, man. Awesome.
I'm leaving.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I love that she's just completely setting us up for another 10 years of success.
You're saying she's the first guest at the second half, actually.
Yes.
It's awesome.
First and last first.
Yeah.
I love that.